We are doing lesson number 237 called Lengthening the Arms and Legs with Examination, which we've done before. But as you know, when I teach the same lesson, I add in different variations. So, and today is May 1st. Woohoo! A cold May 1st, shall we say, right? So I do apologize that it's a bit chilly in here. We can't do much with that. So it's that time of year where the weather can fluctuate. So always bring enough clothing. So begin lying on your backs, noticing how you're resting on the floor today. How your shoulder blades are, your pelvis. How your spine feels in between your shoulder blades and your pelvis. So how do you sense your spine today? Does it feel straight to you? Does it feel a little curved, a little arched? Does one side of you feel longer, shorter? How is your experience of yourself today? And again, please have your legs and arms long. That's always the place we come back to assess yourself and to just observe how you're progressing. Slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and left. Observe the quality of rolling your head to each side. And then lastly, bring some attention and awareness onto your breath and your breathing. So always recognizing the inhalation and exhalation. Not trying to change anything, but just observing, noticing. Okay, so you're going to extend your right arm on the floor above you, so it's long. And the first thing is just to notice how you do this, right? Just the elbow's going to be slightly bent and stuff, and just either the comfort or lack of comfort in the shoulder blade, so to speak. And you're going to begin to do a movement of lengthening. That's why it's a lengthening lesson, thinking of lengthening this right arm upwards. On the floor, reaching above you. So you lengthen and then you let it come back. So it's real important that you lengthen a little bit and then you let it go. So you'll feel it come back when you let it go into the shoulder, right? The shoulder blade. So you're looking for that shoulder blade on the backside to start participating with the lengthening, connecting into your back, and then when you let it go, you really feel the shoulder blade coming back. Is it Leslie?
Leslie.
Yes. Thank you for your input. That's it. Okay, bring that arm down. And let's bring your left arm up. And we're going to try the same thing. So often one arm feels a little more familiar with this. I'm going to turn those lights off. One shoulder blade might be a little easier to access. So again, the arm you're lengthening above you. Don't do it if it's too much, right? So some people, this is really difficult to bring the arm above them. So for others, this might feel really doable and easy. And then bring that arm down so we won't stay up there too long. Okay, so we'll build with this. So once again, let's bring your right arm up, and then you're gonna bend your left knee so that your left foot is standing. And we've done this many, many times before, this movement of pushing your left foot, so to speak, into the floor. So your pelvis is gonna roll to the right. And as the pelvis, not the leg, rolls to the right, this is gonna help. Can I touch you? It's okay. Sorry, my hands are cold. This is going to help the lengthening of the right arm. So we're now going to connect your pelvis to your arm. And again, we're working with the lengthening with diagonal. So what's real important is you're pushing the left foot into the floor. Leslie, I'll get over to you in a sec. You keep the left knee standing. So this is really important. Many of you don't know how to, that's it. Differentiate the hip joint. As the pelvis comes over, you start to feel the connection that right arm would lengthen, right? So you look for that beautiful, you don't need my help at all. You look for that connection. That as the pelvis rolls, that right arm would lengthen. And the other thing that starts to happen is that your head is going to turn, beautiful Dana, and start to look at that right hand, right? So you look for that. Your chin, that's it, Leslie, moves away from your chest. You roll your head, but you also arch, right? Because we've been working with extensors. So we're not on your stomach this week, like last week, you're on your back firing the extensors. So see if you can go, sorry, my hands are so cold. Slower, yeah, and then not to do that. So when you do a movement like this, you're looking for the connection. So first thing is you push the foot, then the pelvis rolls, then the ribs get involved, then you feel. Nuh-uh. Just feel how the head goes. Don't make it happen. And it may be because of your ponytail, which will slide out, right? So don't do strange things because of your hair. Just, yeah, that's it. You feel the natural. So feel the natural relationship, the natural thing to do. And I know for us women, if your hair's in a ponytail, you start lifting and isn't it funny what we do? Like you give the ponytail precedence over your own neck, right? So if you need to, you take it out. That's it. And a little bit more, Leslie. Yes, we have the same jacket practically on. You compare whose is warmer. So you look at that hand. That's it. I almost didn't recognize you today. There you go. Now, yeah, you're doing a really good job. See if this just, yeah. And then a little more, a little more arch in the neck so that, and again, there you go. So, yeah, see if that helps that relax. So if I come over and touch you again, I'm so sorry. It's cold in here today. I feel like the air conditioning's on instead of the heat. I'm getting colder instead of warmer. My toes are cold. Okay. Come back. Let's rest. Just assess how things are feeling. So with the leg, we're going to go to the other side in a minute, but with the leg, you know, we really want to utilize the leg and the pelvis to help the shoulders. Okay, so that means you're going to bring the left arm up. That means you're going to bend the right leg. Okay? So, and then again, what's really important is you push the foot and you roll the pelvis. Roll. It's not lifting, it's rolling. So some of you tend to lift and you do a lot more work. Roll, just think roll, just and keep this knee over that foot. So learn to open that hip, not quite that far. That's it. And then open your chest, yes. So you're gonna find a big connection between the chest and the pelvis, but the knee has to stay, that was much better. The knee has to stay over the pelvis, you guys. Don't let that knee go anywhere. Nice, Leslie. Beautiful with your arm. That's just perfect. Just stay with it like that so that you don't hurt yourself. That's it, Corinne. And then you start to look at the left hand if you haven't already, right? So I know most of you that are familiar with coming to class understand the progression, so you just kind of go there, which is beautiful. And as you feel the progression, right, you feel the progression. That's what leads you to the progression, is feeling the progression. Not making anything happening, but feeling it, noticing it, experiencing it. And then do that one more time. And then you'll come back and we'll rest. So again, when you rest, arms are long, legs are long. Check in with how you're lying on the floor and then check in with your breath and your breathing. Okay, so this time we're going to actually add in a little, just a tad, a hint of flexion that transitions into extension. So I'm just informing you before we start the movement. Okay? So the way that we're going to do this is you're now going to bring your right arm to the ceiling instead of above you, okay? And you're going to begin to think of reaching with your right arm to the ceiling, and as you do so, you're gonna bend your left knee out to the side on the floor. So the first part of this movement is reaching with the arm, okay? So when you reach to the ceiling, there's some rotation again, right? And this is the first part, feels like flexion. And then the more that you reach the left leg, because you're kind of reaching up to the ceiling and towards the midline, your left knee is gonna wanna bend out and your right knee is gonna wanna roll in. Okay, so not too big of a bend. So, okay, let me stop, back up. Okay. When your left knee bends, it just bends out to the side. Don't do anything with the foot. Don't encourage the foot. Just straight, nope. Just feel that as you lengthen the right arm, it's a natural progression. Okay? It's like if you're going to roll over. Oh! Yeah. Don't bring the foot up, right? Just let the knees roll, right? We just did the rolling of the pelvis, right? Let the legs, that's it, Tim. Let the legs roll. So the left knee bends out, right knee bends in. Okay? And this requires the pelvis. Don't work so hard here. Let your pelvis work. So again, it first feels like some flexion, and as soon as the pelvis starts to move, now I know I'm making it hard to start with, and then it'll get easier. There. Okay, that's it. That's it, Corinne. That's it. So let the legs roll to the left. Think of them rolling and the knees soften and bend. And if this is hard, so let that right leg go too, Dana. If this is hard, right, just food for thought with your pelvis. Okay, bend the right leg now. Bring the right leg to stand, which will make it a lot easier. So your right leg will stand, the right arm to the ceiling, reach up across you. And remember, keep, Leslie, don't lose that right leg. So whenever I ask you to bring a leg to stand, you keep that knee up, right? That's just a status quo with this, always. So that you learn to move the pelvis around the hip joint. Now, remember, the left knee bends out to the side, so some of you got stiff with your left knee now for some reason. That's it. Now, as you do this a few more times, the left arm, you're going to turn so that the palm is down and it's near you, the elbow's a little out to the side, but your palm is down, as if you were going to bring some weight onto the forearm, the hand. So as if you're going to start to lift your head and bring weight onto your forearm. So the forearm is from your fingers to your elbow. So not so much to the side, more up, right? Like you're going to lift your head now, up. Forearm. Forearm, and let your legs come to the side. That's it, Corinne. So you lean on the forearm, bend both of the knees to the side. Remember how we did that last week, the side sitting? Okay, rest. Hard. Okay, let's come up to sitting. So please roll to your side. Side sit so that your left hand is on the floor next to you. Beautiful. Look at everybody, look at Corinne. Your knees are to the left. Got it? Everybody got it? Right arm up. Okay, now you're going to start to lower yourself down to the forearm on the left side. Right, so some flexion. And then you're going to reach with the arm and arch to come up and extend and come back up to sitting. Let's just get this piece going. Right, this is where I wanted you to go to. So lower back onto the, that's it. And then reach again.
It's hard.
Yeah, so when you lower, you have to do the flexion. So round your chest, soften in your back. Soften, yeah. Soften. There. Soften. Now, then that that makes it easier. Chest up. Soften chest back. Round. That That's it, much better. Okay, go back onto your backs and rest. Really, really rest. Okay, so spread your legs a little bit. Have the left arm and hand down by you with the palm down. All these lights are on. I just realized those lights are on. So the left palm's down. Okay, you're going to bring the right arm up towards the ceiling. You're going to reach with the right arm up to the ceiling across you, bringing weight onto the left arm. Letting the knees soften to come up to sitting. So you know where you're coming to. That's it. And Leslie, let both knees swing. Yeah, right? That's what we did last week. Yeah. Yeah. So think less to the side and that you're coming up to sit, right? There you go. So lean on that left hand, left forearm. That's fine. Yeah. And then round. That's it, Leslie. And really, really reach with the right arm. So that's where you get the extension, right? So we're really reach and look at your right hand, right? That's it. That's good enough. That's good. Up. There you go. Excellent. So Tim, why are you locking that right knee? Let your knees be loosey-goosey. Let them bend. Come over to the left. Let them soften. That's it. So the pelvis has to turn. Much better. Turn the pelvis. And then make sure you're breathing. I think everyone's holding their breath now. That's it, Corinne. So even if you just want to look at Corinne, take it that far. So she's just leaning on the forearm. She comes up to the forearm. That's fine, right? You don't have to come all the way up if you don't want to. That's it. But Tim, let that right knee roll in. That's the knee you had surgery with, right? Roll it in. Roll it in. Yeah. Let the pelvis relax. There's so much tension. You think you're protecting it and you're not doing any good with it. Let this just relax. Yeah, let this move. So it's just a habit that our pelvis becomes handicapped when we've had knee surgery. It's just a real, yes, a really, let this roll. Let your belly roll. So if anything I want you to learn from me today is this, that motion. Yes, that, and then go back a little bit. And then why is this straight? Stop with the straight legs. There. That's the movement. Yes, feel that in your pelvis. That's what you need. See, that's what you should be doing with your tennis. When you play tennis. Instead, the reason you hurt your knee and had to have surgery is you're doing everything from the knee. That's the movement. Okay. That's it, Dana. Okay, let's rest. I know it's tiring. Rest, rest, rest. Maybe it warms you up a little bit. So just take in how you're resting now. Okay, so let's just play with this a little bit on the other side. Let's start by bringing the left arm to the ceiling. You know the right arm is going to be palm down next to you. So just start with the first part, right? The first part was just reaching. Like, you know where we're headed, right? But don't do it all right now. So do the reaching. Feel how the shoulder blade can come away from the floor. The spine starts to arch. Feel how the legs and knees now start to roll to the right. Right, so just get that piece going, get the pelvis involved. So spread your legs a little bit more so the knees soften. Let those legs soften. Sorry again, my hand is so cold. Let those knees go. Yeah, yeah. So for many of you, this initial part is so significant because, yeah, so relax with your head. Just let your head come along. Relax. Working way too hard. Yet it's not that hard. You reach, then let the pelvis roll. Feel how much easier that is? Right, so if you find yourself kind of starting to shake and, right, so you're pre-analyzing the movement and you're wanting to jump ahead without experiencing the progression. And if you don't go with the progression, it feels like a lot of work. So that's it. Okay, so now I think we added in bending the left leg, bring the left leg to stand. Yeah, so this is just good for me to watch. Many of you, just a lot of leg issues. Relax your legs, that's it. Roll the pelvis, let the right knee bend out to the side. Relax those legs in your pelvis. And let your head just stay down. Just let it hang, let it hang. There, just feel this. Yeah, that's how we want things to feel. Feel how nice that is? You don't have to make things work so hard. So let your head hang back. Just, yeah, relax. Nice with the pelvis. Now you're getting the idea, right? And just let that right knee bend out like it is. Right, let the right leg relax. Beautiful. Okay, let's rest again. Makes me want to do the lessons of holding the books. Never have done it. Okay, let's fast forward. Let's come up to the sitting position. So you'll place your right hand next to you, right? Your legs are side sitting, right? So the knees are to the right, the feet are to the left. Bring the left arm up, right? And then you start to round yourself to come down onto the right forearm. And then you come back up, right? So now as you're doing this, Dana, relax those legs. Okay, just, I'm really gonna have to come up with something for the legs with you guys, right? So why are the knees coming away from the floor, right? So figure that out. Your knees stay in contact. So let those hips, let the pelvis go. Let it round, yes. Round more. Round, right in here, round. Oh, I know. That's better. You're like, oh my gosh, can I do that? There! Oh, feel what you just did in your SI joint and back. That's what you need to let go of. You keep that, yes, that's so. Then, but now let the leg just drop, the knee. It doesn't have, yeah. Yes, you can. The danger of saying you can't with Sharon. Okay, just really take that in because this is so new for you, right? You feel that? Like just really experience that new sensation. Yeah. Yes, same thing. Let this go in the back. Ah, there.
But then knees pop up. I thought knees aren't supposed to.
Well, for right, yeah, don't work so hard on your, just think of, yes.
Oh,
And now go back, yes, and get that SI joint, yes. Then right here, just feel. Let the legs go, you'll see. Ah. See, they just dropped some. It's an illusion. It's just a bad habit. That's it, Les.
Feels really good.
What?
It feels really good.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
How are we doing? Right, so as you go, you want to go down and you let this go backwards. Backwards. Yes, backwards, backwards. And then it comes forward, right? Not by the chest. Not by the chest. Feel where my hand is. Let this go back. Yes. And let this come forward. Arch. And let it go back. Let it round back. Go back, back. Oh. Yeah. And beautiful. See, and what's so nice when you come in here is we just take the time. I take the time with each one of you to help you because to really get this clear, right? There's no hurry. I don't care about the other pieces of the lesson. I care. Oh, don't change anything. Just go. Don't change anything. I'm just going to help you a little bit here. Yes, beautiful. That's it. Just soften this leg a little bit so that you come more up, forward, not too much, to the side.
Oh, got it.
So, and then let this, yeah, that's, it's this.
Okay, so I was going more to the side.
Feel that, yes. So it doesn't even, you are a good listener. You, yes. So there's this magical piece.
The person to my right may not agree with you.
It's all relative, right? I suck at listening in other ways too, right? Okay. So now you were doing it perfect and I put my hands on you and you stopped doing it. Round back, yes, that piece. And now come forward. Here, not with your arm, with your belly, with the pelvis. Come forward and now round back. There. And now come forward. Push this out. Push right here. Push. Round back. And now push into my hand. Push. That better. Round back. And then push. Push your belly out. Push. I messed you up. Yeah, you got shy about doing this. Okay, rest on your back. Okay. It's like the title of one of Moshe's earliest writings, Sex and Gravitation. Gravitation and Sex. It's a really strange title. So let's just let you rest for a minute, and I'm going to just take you somewhere here mentally to ponder as you're resting, okay? So the pelvis. God, what is the title? Sex, Gravitation, and something like Evolution. It's a really wild title. Anyways, so what does sex have to do with it? Sex has everything to do with it. And that's a general meaning, both being the sex that you are, female or male. But, I mean, there's just this whole evolutionary, like, procreating, protection, fear, anxiety. The list is long. That is all housed in your pelvis here. So it's really the place that when we go to hold there, when we're holding there, we don't even know we're holding, right? It's a way of feeling like we have control because it means we don't feel like we have control. And this is all deeply, deeply subconscious. Or a way of, in a way, I use the word protecting oneself, that's giving us a sense of control. to feel that we can protect oneself, right? To survive. So there's a tendency to lock up in this area. And it can feel quite liberating and also very destabilizing to let go of it. Okay? Two places that you can go. Liberating, but also can feel destabilizing. So we're going to play with it again now that I've shared this. And this is something during this next week. So I'm gone next week, but Mark will be here to teach. So I encourage you, he does this breath work. He's wonderful. But I'd like you to play with this, okay? So this movement that we're doing with your pelvis, it's getting in and out of chairs, it's getting in and out of cars, it's everything. It's how you turn, it's how you bend over. So when that's not accessible, all those movements, everything's being affected. Okay, did we have the right arm up or the left? Left. Let's go with the left again. Are we ready? Long enough rest? I know, it's a tender topic, bringing that up. Okay, arm up. Reach up, let the legs come over to the other side. Start to weight bear on the right forearm. Right, so there's this last little piece. Remember, I want you to come more forward to the side. Yes. So this last little piece of pushing your belly out. Right? Right? Again, this is why he called it sex and gravitation stuff. It's not to be sexual, but it's about the fact that you have sex to create an evolution. Okay? Just go with me there. Right? So if you're like an animal out in the wild, and I'm going to be graphic, you know, your butt, all the animals, like when I went to Africa, their ass is all exposed. You guys are like tucking your asses under, right? Not exposing, right? And it's a subconscious fear as if to protect you. Seriously. Like if your butt, that's it, Corinne, she did it good. If your butt's exposed, right? Right? So, you know, like even if you're on all fours, right? Here's an animal, you're exposed. This is vulnerable, right? Let's not do that. Let's tuck under. Let's close our legs. Let's curl up together. Be really tight like this. This is going to protect me, right? But in fact, if you look at this, there's no protection at all, right? So when you're clenching, tucking, right, if one of you came to knock me over, you'd knock me over, and in the wild, you could eat me up right away, right? So if I'm here, right, my butt's out, right, and I got a lot more mobility, I can do stuff to defend myself. It's that simple. We make sex about the other stuff. He's talking about basic functioning as a mammal in the world. Your sex needs to be exposed. Your butt needs to be out, right? I need to be able to, ha, right? I can move quick. If I'm all like this, right? How can I move quick? How can I do anything to protect myself? So when he uses the term sex, again, it's that level. And that we're a mammal, no different than a horse, a dog. You see this behavior in horses. When a horse is comfortable with you, their ass will be out. And they'll trot, right? Right? Because they,
yes,
what?
Yes, ma'am.
Right, you know what I'm saying. When they're not comfortable, they feel you. So if you're not in the right place on them, oh boy, any animal can, right? There. Okay, now can you go down on your back and change arms? So let's try the other side. So, and do you understand how we're engaging the flexors to the extensors? So the first part of reaching is feeling more rounded, right? But as you come up, you arch, you extend, and you let your butt cheeks spread apart. Better, Dana. Now, it's a really, you know, I just don't know why we always have to make sex about the other part of sex, right? I mean, it's a really, this part of what sex is for survival is just so critical. And yet we don't talk and dialogue a lot about it, right? It's like this hush hush. Now, what happened to your legs? Why is this leg straight? Yes, right? And then I want you to come up even more. Is it Tom or is that right? Tom. I think I called you Tim earlier. I'm sorry. Okay. Roll the pelvis a little bit back. There, and now push forward. So the do you feel what you're doing? Roll back. Yes, and now push out. Okay, so again, when you push out the belly and you're exposing your butt, it's vulnerable. Right? And we protect ourselves from the vulnerability as if we can get hurt. Be vulnerable. Right? There's a lot to what we do in here with every, yes. Be vulnerable. Let the belly, so when the belly comes forward, right, and this is all related to extension. Your chest, you're extending, you're opening. It's vulnerable. Vulnerable. Now, trust me, there's times when you need to protect yourself, and that's okay too. So that's why we're doing both today. There's the rounding. So sometimes you do, like animals have to protect themselves too. But to stay alive as an animal, you've got to be willing to be vulnerable and expose your sex. What a concept, huh? Okay, rest. Gave you some mental stimulation today. And so here's the other piece, and then we'll try one more thing. The other important thing about this, again, is what we're doing today, right, is this introduction of the flexion with the extension. So it's always important to feel that you can protect yourself. You need both pieces, right? And it's the ability to go back and forth that makes you powerful. So if you stay in a flexed mode, that's really not powerful. And if you stay in an open mode, that's not powerful, right? You need both pieces. Does that make sense? So that you have choice is where the power comes from. I feel like being open. I don't feel like it being very open. You know, sometimes you walk into a place and you pick up a vibe about somebody and just it's not feeling right. And, you know, you don't feel like being open with that person. Nothing wrong with that. Trust it, but you have to be able to go back and forth. Does that make sense? That's where power is. But most of us are stopped in a habit of being one way or another. Okay, let's see if you can try alternating again. Let's start with the left arm up, right arm next to you. You're going to reach up, come all the way up to side sitting, looking up. Then you retract back down and go up to the other side. And you really feel what's happening nice, Dana, in the pelvis, arching the back, belly out, expose, and then round and don't expose. And then shift to the other side. And then you're breathing, you're open. That's it. Relax those legs more. Up, and I want your belly less this way, come and even more up, all the way to the hand. Yeah, up. Yes. And then, yes. That's the place. See how nice that is? It's so great when you know you can do that. Tom, those legs. Knees bent. That's it, Leslie. That's it. Beautiful. That's it, Dana. Nice. So just go back and forth once or twice more, and then we'll let it go. It was like a, we didn't even get through the whole lesson because I felt like this was really important. Because each and every one of you were pretty held for some reason or another. I don't need to know all the reasons. You know the reasons. It can be anything from a physical accident to some, it can be physical, mental, emotional, all of the above, none of the above. Let that knee bend out to the side. Yes, soften it, soften it. Okay, relax on your back. And a really big piece of all of this underneath it as you're resting is just how you think of yourself. It really comes down to you. So feel how your shoulders are resting on the floor, your pelvis now, your spine, your breath, and your breathing. How much happened? And I appreciate you being, I think, somewhat open to some of the philosophy. Moshe was more of an evolution type of man. Slowly and gently roll your head to each side and see how that feels. And then, yeah, you might want to use, for example, Leslie, what we just did to roll to a side, come up to sitting, and then could you bring it all the way to standing? Right? What's the next level of standing? You don't have to push your hands, so go back to reaching, like Tom's doing. All right, so use your arm, reach, come up, reach. How do you come all the way up to standing? Good. Now that you're up standing, check in and let's see how you experience yourself in standing.